Grace, mercy, and peace be yours in abundance. Amen. Text for consideration today is recorded for us in the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verses 8 through 14. Do take the time to look into that. God's word is truth. Pablo Picasso was a famous artist who had painted many pieces. And the most expensive painting ever sold is his at $106.5 million. And there are many more paintings of his that are nearly as expensive. And with Picasso, you either like it or you don't. You either think it is rubbish or you find great worth in it. And with his distinctive style, you would think that he could never paint something with delicate realism. But that is not the case. He could paint someone like his sister or his mom. There's a painting, First Communion, that looks so very real. And that person just seems to want to walk right off the canvas. And yet after 1900, most of his paintings are brightly colored abstracts, and those are the famous ones. In the world of artwork, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and what one considers rubbish for another might be incredible worth. The character of righteousness, of holiness, even perceived blessedness upon this world. Many view these very attributes you possess to determine your worth, as if they were judging a piece of art, even as if it were they themselves who own the ability to determine rubbish and worth in regards to your righteousness. And the Apostle Paul has lots to say and to talk to us today about rubbish and worth. For he knows, as we all do, that righteousness comes either through the law or through faith. And which righteousness do you want? And when it comes to righteousness before God, the ultimate judge, it must be absolutely perfect, or it is rubbish, it is garbage. Now, if you want to talk about looking righteous before your peers, the Hebrew people treasured that above all else. Perhaps you do too, I do not know. And let me put it this way, if the only thing you care about is looking good and holy before everybody else, then let this speak to you. You are nothing compared to the Apostle Paul. He was a Hebrew of Hebrews in direct lineage to Benjamin, going back to Abraham. They kept such good records that he didn't have to use 23andMe to figure this one out. And he was a member of the covenant from day 8. He was a Pharisee, top of the line, above all his peers, and was taught in the city of Jerusalem by the temple, by the best teachers available. Having zeal for God, he could teach us all about it. And on the outside, according to appearances, Paul didn't need any Savior. He was his own Savior, and God was certainly blessed to have him. Maybe it's not how you look, but maybe how it is that you have suffered for God that determines righteousness before your peers. The Apostle Paul talks about that in the book of 2 Corinthians. He was imprisoned countless times, beaten with rods and fists, stoned with rocks to the point they thought he was dead. And who knows, maybe he was. God brought him back to life. A shipwreck 3 times, left out in the open sea for a night and a day. He labored with zeal to share the gospel at any and all cost. And none of us here know such great cost. To pick up your own cross and follow Jesus is to pick up the burdens of believing in Christ and to trudge through this world. Difficult hardships happen when you are his disciple, and we do suffer for the sake of the name. But it's totally worth it. And there is strife in your life because you are his disciple. And I will not deny it, nor can anyone here. But in comparison to the Apostle Paul, we dare not complain one bit. How others and even yourself perceive your worth, your righteousness, your holiness, due to lineage, learning, or suffering for the sake of God doesn't matter at all. To determine your worth and righteousness in the sight of God, God knows it, the Apostle Paul knows it, and we must know it too. This is why he says in verse 8, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish. Every brownie point he thought he had with God, rubbish. And likewise our own, it is rubbish. No matter how much we try to obey the law of God perfectly, we cannot. And when we sin, we miss the mark of perfection God demands of us. And when we put our worth on our own work righteousness, it falls short. you know, no matter what mom thinks of you. You know, heaven would be closed to us for all eternity if it were up to us. And so forget it all. You don't want the paycheck of your righteousness. Neither do I, nor the Apostle Paul for that matter, because it's the paycheck of complete and utter separation from God for all eternity in hell. So we take the standard of our faith off this rubbish heap of worthlessness, our own works. And the Holy Spirit places our worth where it belongs, in Christ. And in Him is our identity. Gain Christ. Be found in Him. Have a righteousness that is not your own, a righteousness that He earned on Calvary and gives to you as an inheritance. He transfers it to your account through the gift of faith. Believe it, simply believe it. Faith is taking God at His word. He calls you holy, you're holy. He calls you righteous, you are righteous. Other people, and maybe yourself, might not see you that way, but your worth is not determined by the perceptions of people, but by the One who bought you with His holy, precious blood, that we should be His own and live under Him in His kingdom and serve Him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. Just as He has risen from death and lives and rules eternally, this is most certainly true. Now what? Forget what lies behind. Strain forward to what lies ahead. And you haven't crossed the finish line yet. God has called you heavenward in Christ Jesus. And fight the good fight of faith, holding on to the righteousness of Jesus Christ, who is our redemption, our salvation. Your worth is not found in the rubbish. Your worth is found in the identity Christ has earned for you and has given you. Press on to be what He calls you to be. Righteous by faith, heaven bound. Amen.